Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As children, many of us gazed at the sky looking for formations in the clouds. James Schwab, a research professor of atmospheric chemistry at the University at Albany, tells us about the complexity of these gaseous formations.
I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow, it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. These are wonderful lyrics from Joni Mitchell's classic song, Both Sides Now, in which she contrasts the stunning visual beauty of clouds with the realization that they also block the sun and bring rain and snow. To an atmospheric scientist, however, the line, I really don't know clouds at all, has a different and deeper meaning. Clouds are in many ways our visual link to the atmosphere. We can see clouds even though we can't see the air around them. We have an intuitive understanding that different types of clouds portend different weather. Dark, heavy cumulonimbus tell us that a brief but possibly heavy thundershower is likely, while scattered and wispy high-altitude cirrus clouds tend to be a signal of fair weather. As we study the atmosphere and its interactions, we find out that in addition to the obvious weather implications, clouds play important roles in the production of acid rain, the processing of chemical emissions, and the heating of the earth by the sun. We know in basic terms what is needed to form a cloud, but since processes on every scale are involved, from molecular to continental and even global, the role of clouds in air pollution and global warming remains a major area of research and study. The beauty of clouds is in no way diminished by the fact that they continue to provide illusions and puzzles for artists and scientists alike.
That was UAlbany's James Schwab. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I've looked at clouds that weep.